This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Secretary General of the Arab League says Arab leaders likely will hold their delayed summit next month, probably in Tunis. Amer Moussa has been touring Arab capitals to gauge support for rescheduling the meeting. Host country Tunisia abruptly canceled the summit hours before its opening over disputes on how to respond to the Bush administration's Middle East Peace Initiative and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
At the Arab League's Cairo headquarters, Chief of Staff Hisham Yusuf has been fielding a lot of questions about the Arab summit's collapse and potential rebirth. The reason given by Tunisia, not widely accepted among delegates, was that disagreements over democratic reforms led to the postponement. Yusuf says Arab public opinion is demanding a meeting and decisions on key issues, including political reform. But he quickly adds that President Bush's Greater Middle East Initiative, which promotes democracy, human rights, and women's rights, was never on the agenda. It was leaked to the media rather than formally presented to the League. But Yusuf says the leaks generated strong reactions.
So there were some harsh criticisms on both the approach and the content. They felt that the Arab-Israeli conflict was ignored altogether. And it was felt that if you're going to talk about the future of this region, you cannot talk about the future of the region without addressing the Arab-Israeli conflict.
But yesterday, one member state, Qatar, said the Israeli-Palestinian conflict should not slow Middle East reform. Analysts say the Israeli assassination of Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin probably gave a boost to hardline Arab leaders such as Syria's Bashar al-Assad. But Hisham Qasim, publisher of the Cairo Times, says the urgent calls to resurrect the summit have everything to do with preserving an image of Arab unity that doesn't really exist, and nothing to do with a willingness by Arab governments to reform themselves.
No, certainly not, because there is no vision for any form of agreement on positions. So I truly don't think anything significant or positive can come out of the Arab League as long as it's dominated by the existing regimes.
There's more at stake for delegates than the touchy issue of political reform. There's a proposal to shift the voting structure of the Arab League itself. Currently, a single country can veto a resolution. Another proposal calls for an Arab Court of Justice, a regional version of the World Court, to rule on disputes among Arab League members. But the situation in Iraq and the Bush administration's push for Arab democracy are pressuring Arab governments to deal with issues critics say they have long ignored or dealt with cosmetically. On the streets of Amman, Jordan, this shop owner says he wishes the path to democracy could be short.
We are all sons of Adam, Christians, Muslims, and Jews. We all deserve democracy. It shouldn't be reserved for the privileged, the states with oil, for instance.
Jordanian analyst Labib Kamhawi believes the frantic shuttle diplomacy now going on in Arab capitals reflects a desire by many Arab leaders to be seen to be acting on reform without actually committing to any serious changes.
I would say that the Arab regimes are not equipped to handle the issue of reforms because they are the source of the problem, because this would mean dissolving themselves.
But whatever the Arab League may do next month, pressure for reform is growing, both internationally and within the Middle East. Analysts say unless Iraq disintegrates into civil war, Arab governments may eventually be forced to enact reforms, whether they like it or not. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.